You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome. Today is the 28th of June 2018 and we, my dear friends, are going to be taking a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
Nifty 50 broke below crucial support levels as it closed below 10,700. Things are a little nervous on Dalal Street ahead of the June F&O expiry. Do we think the weakness is likely to continue in today's trading session is the first big question that we're addressing. Nifty has breached crucial support at 5, 13 and 20 EMA and 50 DMA. It closed marginally above its 50 EMA placed around 10,670 on Wednesday. The Indian rupee has crashed to a 19-month low on oil scare as well as trade war worries that are brewing between America and not just China, but also now Mexico and Canada and the European Union as well. The big carnage was seen, of course, in the small and mid caps. Over 300 stocks on the National Stock Exchange hit new 52-week lows, including names like Amtek Auto, Gati, HCC, India Bulls Real Estate, Jet Airways, Gen Irrigation, Quality, NBCC, NTPC, SREI Infrastructure, and Union Bank, among others. Nifty has now a credible support at 10,550, though there is a higher likelihood that we may see a bounce back on expiry day. India VIX, the volatility index, Dalal Street's panic meter, so to speak, moved up by 5.55% at 13.51 levels. Spurt in VIX indicates limited upside as of now. What about Bank Nifty, one of the most important components of the Nifty? That also witnessed selling pressure towards 26,336 levels and formed a bearish candle on the daily scale. The index has immediate support at 25,250 on the downside, while hurdles are seen at 26,750 on the upside. Global cues are not particularly friendly to us either. Singapore Nifty futures are indicating a red opening on Dalal Street at the time of me telling you this at about 6 o'clock in the morning, 0.34% down or 36.5 points down at 10,638.5. Japan's Nikkei 225 has also had a red opening, 0.75% down at 22,104. The broader topics index also reflecting the same, 0.56% down. Down in the Korean Peninsula and South Korea, we have 0.56% down there as well on the Kospi. Hang Seng has closed previously also 1.82% down, that is from Hong Kong. The Shanghai Composite also closed in the red, 1.10% down. And the Dow Jones also had a red close at 0.68% down, closing at 24,117. All of these cues seem to indicate that Dalal Street will also see some redness in the opening today. FPIs bought 67 crore rupees worth from equity markets. DIIs bought 84 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. What are some big ticket items that investors should be watching out for today? Well, things are likely to remain volatile ahead of the June F&O expiry. The Nifty rollover stands at 42% just a day ahead of expiry. Remember, it was 63% when we started the June series, which was lower than its 3-month average. Nifty 50 closed at 10,736 on May expiry day, on the 31st of May, that is. And if Nifty is to close above this level, then June series will end in the negative. But there is a trend which we have witnessed on expiry day, and that is volatility in the last 1 hour of the session. So that is going to be a crucial hour, which will decide if June expiry is going to be higher or lower than the May expiry. Maximum call OI was seen at 11,000 and 10,900. Maximum put OI seen at 10,700 and 10,600. Going into trade today, stocks with high delivery percentage, HDFC Bank, Grasim, ITC and Wipro. 9 stocks have seen long build-up, Bharti Infratel, HDFC Bank and Page Industries. 71 stocks, on the other hand, saw a short build-up. Ramco Cements, NBCC, IDFC Bank and IDFC are among those 71 stocks. A quick look at the technical charts. What are they telling us? Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold pattern on daily charts. If the index stays below 10,700, then the selling pressure could take the Nifty towards 10,400 to 10,500 on the downside. Nifty has a strong support, like I said earlier, near 10,550. So therefore, we are going to be watching out for three levels, 10,550, 10,700 and 10,800. Some stocks that we ought to keep on our radar, I'll give you three of them today. ThyssenKrupp nears its joint venture compromise deal with Tata Steel, according to sources. Talks to hammer out the final details are progressing well, apparently, and a compromise has been reached for how to close a valuation gap that has emerged between both businesses. Three people who are in the know said without elaborating. If that is one, then we move on to India Bulls Real Estate, raises 480 crore rupees via issue of debentures. The company had earlier proposed to issue secured, redeemable, non-convertible debentures, that is NCD, securities of face value 10 lakh rupees each, aggregating to 480 crore rupees on a private placement basis. Another stock that we'll be keeping a close eye on would be JSW Steel, which is to invest 7.5 thousand crore rupees to expand its Vijayanagar facility. The plant, which currently has a 12 MTPA capacity, is the largest single-location steel manufacturing unit in India, the company has claimed in a release. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Epic Research and this is the list of stocks they gave us going into trade today. We start with Tech Mahindra Limited, which has a buy call with a target of 730 rupees, stop loss at 700 rupees for return of as much as 2%. Dabur India Limited has a buy call as well with a target of 400 rupees, stop loss below 390 rupees for return of 1.78%. And finally, we have Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, also has a buy call from Epic Research, target of 2330 rupees, that is 2330. Stop loss below 2245 for return of as much as 1.9%. So not particularly huge returns. We're looking at 1-2% during today's trade. And hopefully that'll all change once the F&O series ends. It's happy birthday to our own living and breathing Iron Man. It's happy birthday to Elon Musk, one of the great game changers of the world. Elon Musk once said there have only been about a half a dozen genuinely important events in the 4 billion year saga of life on Earth. That is single-celled life, multi-celled life, differentiation into plants and animals, movement of animals from water to land, and the advent of mammals and consciousness. Perhaps the next big step is that humans will be able to take wing and go inhabitate other planets. And spearheading that is Elon Musk. We wish him a happy birthday and all the success in his ventures, as we wish you a happy day and good luck in your trading day. Until the next time we see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the podcast desk right here, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.